Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk. It's radio that makes a difference, and we hope that your new year has been off to a very bright start, and that just is all around your perception and how you're perceiving things, so stay clear with that.
Yeah, so we're looking for as much support as we can get this year, and, you know, we've been told by everybody the first so many months may seem a little rocky, so this is the time to stay steady.
And it's for those of you that have tuned in to Danielle Gibbons when she channels Mother Mary. Well, Mother Mary is doing her online course, School of Love, again. It's going to start with registration on Monday. That's January 24th. You can go to belovedpublications.com to register.
Well, keeping your heart steady, your circulatory system steady, and the rest of it is obviously really important, especially during these times. Staying healthy. And I've been getting all of these notices about the Natural Products Show, which comes up every spring. And so it reminds me once again, this is the 50th year anniversary for Wakanaga America, the people that bring you Kyolic aged garlic that we've been talking about for years on the show and have been taking ourselves. And I just want to remind everybody the reason that we have them as a sponsor is that years ago, when they began in this country, they made a commitment to truthful advertising and solid science. And they have evidenced that for us by more than over 900 published scientific papers. And these are all from prestigious universities, et cetera. So congratulations once again for 50 years for Wakanaga of America and Kyolic Aged Garlic. You can find out about them by going to Kyolic, KYOLIC.com.
Yes, and we want to just say they have been thriving these 50 years, and we are very happy and privileged and proud.
Hey, and here's just a quick reminder. You want to keep that level of consciousness up as high as you can. So check out flfe.net/conscious talk. That's the Fluffy program, which you've heard about on our show. So check them out. They're a big help, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so you know, our well-being is sometimes an elusive thing, and we often assign it to our outside circumstances. Consider this old spiritual truth. We see the world not how it is, but as we are. Could this kind of thinking also apply to our well-being? Well, we'll have a chat with Dr. Devana Vadri about cultivating a sense of well-being. Yep, and you guessed it, it's time for another session of down-to-earth spirituality, right here on Conscious Talk. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk. It's radio that makes a difference, and yes, we are making a difference again with you. And this time it's with Dr. Devana Vadri. And as you know, she's one of those people that have been on our show many, many times. And we wanted to start off the new year with her back again. So Devana, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. and happy past new year.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it takes a while for us to get around to stop writing 21.
Yes. You know?
And now we're writing 22.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we wanted to start the show with you, and I think the subject that you brought to our listeners for this new year is incredible, cultivating a sense of well-being. And, you know, I don't know that people often think about well-being Devonna. We certainly do, but it really is something that we ought to, I think, spend a little more time reflecting on.
Yeah, and you know, the reason that we wanted this as part of our down-to-earth spirituality session that we've been doing with you for years is that, you know, we've been talking about the internal landscape, and what occurred to me when I read this title, what you wanted to talk about, was something that has been on my mind, and Benny mentioned it in the introduction, that we often see the world not how it is, but as we are. You know, that's an old spiritual concept, and that seems to be, to me, applying to our well-being, because we often, our well-being seems to be based on what's going on outside of us.
Yes, and this is part of the shift in terms of when we actually take our conscious focus to cultivating a sense of well-being, and we put that front and center as important to us. Mm-hmm. Part of what happens is that we start to explore in our awareness, what does well-being look like, feel like? What are the manifestations of that? Now, imagine if at the beginning, especially of a new year cycle, we bring cultivating a sense of well-being front and center. You are making a priority and an importance, a mastering in terms of your own well-being. Mm-hmm. And that's a powerful thing to do. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, you start to see where you're good at your sense of well-being and maybe where you've not been so good with it. Mm-hmm. It will help you as you look at the things in the life that are contributing to your well-being. It will help you to see those and feel what that is like and about. And then that awareness can go into other aspects of the life. And you can start to align those aspects with that sense of well-being. And the beauty of it is that in spiritual terms, we often talk about a deepening into love or peace or more joy. Well, when you cultivate a sense of well-being, that's how you open the door to mm-hmm. all of those things. Mm-hmm. And so to understand that when you cultivate a sense of well-being, and you're making it important, what happens is that the life, the base of the life, ends up different. So right now, there's been a lot of uncertainty, a lot of anxiety, challenges in terms of focus, and the nervous systems are in the high reaction mode. There's a lot of fear and very reactive. Our systems are very reactive, and it's like we might get the signal to turn left, but we're so in reaction mode and so scattered, we might miss that signal. And then we end up way down the road, and then we've got to really turn a hard left and mm-hmm. sometimes we hit the sign, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just that spin.
Yeah, Devonna, I want to throw something in this mix, because one of the things that really helps Rob and I cultivate a sense of well-being is to actually have a list of the things that bring us out of peace. Like watching too much of the news or watching the news, period, or getting too politically involved, or too much into the pandemic energies. And I'm talking about when Rob mentioned we often look outside at the world and we kind of regulate our well-being according to what's going on in the world instead of what we can cultivate in our own world. Do you find that would be beneficial?
I feel as though part of what happens in the discerning is that, yes, it's good to know the things that will pull you out of your peace, but I'd also like to see a list of the things that bring a person more peace or that sense mm-hmm. of well-being, mm-hmm. because I feel like that's really where the mystery lies. Mm-hmm. When someone is in high reactivity and they're feeling afraid every day and they're waking up not feeling certain or any certainty in terms of their sense of well-being, of what's coming next, they're worried about the other shoe dropping, to understand that when you cultivate a sense of well-being, you're going to spend more time doing the things that bring you peace. Now, those things, I feel like for many people, are a mystery. If you were to say what brings you more peace, they wouldn't know, but they often will know the things that don't. Oh, I talked to so-and-so and they did said X, or, I watched the news. And so for you and Rob in that awareness, you already know the things that bring you more peace. Mm-hmm. And you're doing a process of elimination, a refinement, I would say, in your list of things that you've noticed over time don't really contribute to that.
Right.
But for many, that's a mystery. That mm-hmm. is a big unknown.
And let me ask you, do you think it's unknown because they haven't experienced it? Or, and I'm going to use like just getting out in nature as an example. That really does cultivate a sense of well-being. And a lot of people love nature, but maybe they're not even aware that that helps to contribute to their well-being.
It's a dot connector. Right. Mm-hmm. So imagine you're a person that likes to go out in nature and you like to hike. The tendency from the mind, because the mind isn't particularly interested in cultivating a sense of well-being. Mm-hmm. So the mind may interpret, oh, you need to go for a hike today, not because it will increase your sense of well-being, but because you need a workout.
Yeah.
So we're going to make it all about your work. Cardio and yeah. not your sense of well-being.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Right, right. But that's the culture. I mean, it always takes us back to our sense of reality really comes from all those things that are not necessarily of us, but of all the things we've learned.
And been told, and the
culture we operate in.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so when you bring that sense of well-being front and center, what you're going to notice hands down overall is that the more deeply connected you are within your own being, the deeper your sense of well-being.
Right. And then you begin to notice and begin to know. Well, I'm going to have to stop you there. We're going to run off to a quick break. We're here with Dr. Devana Vedree. Today we're talking about cultivating a sense of well-being. We'll be right back.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that transforms your life. Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life. We refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
And welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk. That's ConsciousTalk.net. That's the website where you can hear this show and all the shows we do for free in the archives. Or, as in the case of Dr. Divana Vadri, just put Divana, D-I-V-A-N-N-A, in our search engine. You're going to find her guest page and many play buttons, because these sessions, these down-to-earth spirituality sessions, we like to call them, are one of our most popular, endearing, and powerful things that we do on the show. So, Divana, with that, and now a bigger head, what we're talking about today is cultivating a sense of well-being.
And even listening to this show or shows like ours or similar to ours would be to cultivate a sense of well-being, correct?
Yeah, you're talking about a choice. You know, I mean, when we're cultivating something, this is an action.
We're choosing it.
Yeah.
Yes, we're developing it. We are developing an ability. That is what we do when we cultivate something. And so to understand that when we're looking at cultivating a sense of well-being, we're looking at what strengthens our sense of well-being and anything that connects us more deeply within is going to strengthen our sense of well-being. Mm. And so in the understanding of that, that opens to the door to things like meditation, breathing practices, yoga, nature.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting in quiet doesn't necessarily have to be a specific meditation or breathing, but just often peace, quiet,
mm-hmm.
will do that. And so it also can be getting together with friends, sometimes going to a movie.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the thing that we think it has to look like certain things. And it's important when you bring that desire for that deeper sense of well-being to see what it is within the life that contributes to that. One of the things that contributes to it often is when things are orderly in the home, let's say,
mm-hmm.
or things are clean. There's that sense with that in terms of one's energy, because we feel the disorganized disruption that disorganization brings, or the freedom that we feel when we get rid of excess in our lives, whether it's weight, whether it's objects, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we bring it into a place that's manageable and easy in terms of flow. That helps us in staying connected inside.
Yeah.
And what about play? Like one of the things that really contributes to our sense of well-being is, again, being outside in nature, but riding horses, playing with our dog, playing with the cat, doing things with animals really gives us a sense of well-being. Things like that can contribute?
Absolutely. And
yeah.
Also, so often it's the work-play balance that gets out
yeah.
of whack.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, look, it seems that what you're talking about is that in this important initial part of the discussion of well-being is actually discovering what it is. One of
yes.
the things I always felt about health, you know, I mean, if just physical health, is that part of the problem is until we change our state, in other words, you know, do something different that changes our physical state, we don't even know what a level of well-being is or what level we've been living at because we haven't lived at a higher one. This was something I discovered very early in my 20s when I was ill, that I'd probably been walking around in a state of not so well-being for many years, but you wouldn't know from the outside. And then all of a sudden, when I got to feel better and got to experience that, that gave me a higher bar.
Yes, and understand that right now in our world, there's a lot of depression.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of ill ease.
Mm-hmm.
And beings know that that's not, because the enthusiasm for life is low.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that that's not optimal. But if you've sat with something like that for a long time, it seems as though being enthusiastic about life and wanting to, like, grab, you know, the kite by the tail, so to speak, that is far, far away if it's been years where those feelings haven't been present. And to understand that when you turn to cultivate a sense of well-being, what you're calling forth are those feelings and enthusiasm for life and optimism, a hopefulness.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're really asking for. because those all contribute to a sense of well-being. And we often don't think about those things in relationship to that. But innately, and I would say even in your situation, Rob, innately there was a part of you that knew things were not as you really wanted them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And understand that when we have that awareness, it doesn't mean that we're going to stop that day, sit down, and find out how we really would like them to be. A lot of times we're in emotion and we're building a life and we're not feeling great, but we're not feeling really bad either. And pretty soon something comes that grabs our attention. Mm-hmm. And we need that thing to come to grab our attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the disquiet that you're feeling is not necessarily a bad thing. It's part of the process.
Yes, and it is a needed part of the mm-hmm. process. Mm-hmm. And I would say necessary, and it's useful to acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
To not be afraid of it. Even though sometimes when you go to acknowledge it and you start to go into it in the understanding, it can feel like, oh my gosh, I haven't felt good since I can remember when. Mm-hmm. Or I've had this pit in my stomach since I was a child. Or, wow, you know, I'm so afraid every day. I'm so relieved when it's night so I can go to sleep
mm-hmm.
to get away from the fear. Understand it's good to acknowledge the disquiet, because it's in that acknowledgement that you can start to kind of get your hands around it.
Yeah, it actually, I feel, it contributes to a sense of well-being in the greater overview of the picture. That because when we push away or deny or judge ourselves for feeling a certain way, we really can't obtain the healing that we're seeking or the sense of well-being that's available, correct?
Yes, and then part of what happens is the intensity goes up.
Yeah.
And as the intensity of the life around the disquiet goes up, we can get physically ill. We can have something very dramatic happen. Something happens with our monies, or something happens in our families. All sorts of things, but it's birthed out of that disquiet.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens because we're not listening and attending. We're just kind of overriding and overriding until the systems can't override it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to pull over and we have to take a look.
Yeah, and that's when something pretty big can show up in a life that gets, like you said, that gets our attention.
Yes, and so to understand that it's not going to be one look at the disquiet. It's going to be several looks. It's going to be feeling into and asking and answering the questions of, why do I continue to land here?
Mm-hmm.
What am I so afraid of?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I continue to listen to my mind that says, what if that, and what if this, and what if?
Mm-hmm.
And does that bring me any peace?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that brings us back to what you mentioned in the first segment about peace, and about peace is a huge part from our perspective in cultivating a sense of well-being, and all of that seems to pull us right out of balance and pull us off target, take us down, like you said, one of those roads that, wow, once we're there, we wonder, how in the heck did we get here? And oh my God, and then all these other exclamations happen.
I know, something like what we've been talking about for 21 years is becoming conscious.
Yes.
And that awareness is going to lead us somewhere, but right now it's going to lead us to a break. We're here with Dr. Devana Vedre talking about cultivating a sense of well-being, and we'll be back after these messages.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Conscious Talk, radio that gives back to yourself.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
What does healing mean to you? Are you physically in pain, emotionally distraught, spiritually adrift, mentally confused, frightened, driven by thoughts of the past or future? After years of healing work on ourselves and others, Rob and I have developed energetic and vibrational methods to help you heal your body and transform your consciousness to support a new level of well-being and health. All these energetic bodies, when in balance, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, contribute to your overall health and well-being. This timing calls for us to wake up and become who we really are, leaving behind the illusion that getting sick and old is normal. Let us help you reach a new level of health and well-being, a level of consciousness that is filled with new possibilities. If you're ready to move forward and heal the whole of you, give us a call at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
Welcome back, folks, and we're so happy that you're here with us here today on Conscious Talk. It's radio that makes a difference, and as you've been with us for years and years, you know that we bring you the best people we know of, people that really are making a difference, and hopefully it's making a difference in your life. And Devonna pretty much said it, when you commit or focus on a sense of well-being and begin to cultivate that, that's actually what comes about. So Devonna, maybe you can share with us a client story or an example of what you mean by cultivating a sense of well-being.
When we listen to our minds, our minds want to be in the practice of solving problems. So it has to create problems to solve. And so when we're in that place and we're listening to our minds in terms of problem solving, it's always looking to find something wrong. And that is going to disrupt our sense of well-being. And when we get into that place of, well, what if this, and what if that, and, well, I don't know, and I feel like I should know, and all of those things, what happens is that we get so in our minds that we don't have access to our bodies, to our hearts, literally to our spirit and those communications. And so I have a client that struggles with this because when she gets afraid, her mind goes into hyper-vigilant mode. But it is hyper-vigilant to the extreme. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard for her to find peace when that happens. Mm-hmm. And yet the movement to peace is to deepen her connection within. And so when she can do that and step out of her mind and all the what if and the could be's and the possibilities and I've got to get on this and I've got to attend this and if I don't, then it's all going to fall apart. Just mm-hmm. hyper control. Mm-hmm. To understand that when you focus on your sense of well-being, it isn't about solving any of the problems. It's not even about getting any of the things done. It's about first and foremost getting connected within the self. First and foremost. And it's very hard to put all of those things aside when it's like fire alarms every 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. But when you can do that and you can remember that what really makes the difference is connecting inside, then the action that you would take would be to do those things that help you to deepen your connection inside.
Mm-hmm. And may I just interject something here, Devonna? I think part of the issue for most people, especially those people like your client who goes to the extreme with the what ifs and it's going to be an apocalyptic situation, do you feel like part of the problem of them going inside and getting connected is that they can't even settle down enough, get out of enough of their own way to actually do that? And so they need to be very, very patient and committed to that process and just continue it until they do get connected?
Or they need the major crisis that you talked about earlier, something to swack them across the forehead to get their attention.
What I have found to be very effective is when someone is there, you can't ask them necessarily to meditate.
Right.
Right.
They can't even maybe do yoga.
Right.
But what they can do is they can go to their breath.
Yes.
And when they go to their breath and they start to focus on their breath, that will automatically deepen the connection. It will automatically calm the system down. Mm-hmm. And then it's like literally like a drain on the mind, and the mind will start to quiet. But it's about going to the breath.
Yes. And it's really
can do.
Yes, yeah. And it's really about doing that over and over and over. And really committing to that, because that was part of my process, Devonna, is maybe I didn't have a catastrophic mind, but I had a mind that was pretty, you know, made up some pretty ugly scenarios. And the only way I could get through that was to stick with my breath, and that meant I had to commit to that. So maybe when we come back, we'll go into that a little bit. You're listening to Conscious Talk, and we'll be right back.
Mom, can I have some Spry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry. And make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that brightens your day.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at Kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Alternative Talk 1150. Talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey, you are back and you are listening to Conscious Talk. It is radio that makes a difference. And over the years, we know it's made a difference in our lives, and we believe in the lives of many others, because we've been bringing you people that actually have been doing this work. It's worked in their lives, and they're willing to share it. And that is the proof in the pudding, as it were. Mm-hmm. So today we're in another down-to-earth spirituality session with Dr. Devana Vedrea, and we're talking about cultivating a sense of well-being. And, Devana, we've really been getting into the how to.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we had to discover just how we got there, where we weren't in a state of well-being. But now that we kind of figured that out, you said when you are working with a catastrophic mind, one that goes to the worst case scenarios and then can't stop, breathing is your go-to tool.
And Devana, I shared a little bit about what it did for me, but it literally, I feel, it literally saved, on some level, saved my life, learning and committing to the breath. And it's something now I am devoted to.
And understand that when it's five alarm fire from the mind, the last thing that the mind wants, and it's very compelling, it wants to take action. It wants to be in activity. Mm-hmm. It wants you to get on all these things so that you can avert a disaster. But the problem is that it's not going to avert a disaster, because the disaster is the runaway mind. And so to understand that when you go to the breath and you just focus on the in and out of the breathing, now, there are all sorts of breath techniques and all mm-hmm. of that, mm-hmm. and you can practice one that you like and that you do, but just simply going to the breath and breathing in and breathing out, but being conscious in that, mm-hmm. starts to calm the system down. And the mind will be like, you don't have time for this. We need to get busy. We need to do. And it's like, no. You cannot do anything that's more important than connecting with the breath until the panic comes out of your thoughts.
Yeah.
And the panic will come out of the thoughts, and the thoughts will change as you stay with the breath, and you'll feel it in the system. The nervous system will calm down, and there will be that sense of well-being that, okay, I'm not out of control. Okay, I'm trusting that there's a solution. Okay, I can see my next steps. This all comes from staying with the breath. As we stay with the breath, there's going to be that panic moment where it can feel like you said, Brenda, where you come out of your skin, but that's just it's just like that's the flip over point. And then it calms. So you just have to kind of wade through it.
Yes.
But if you can wade through it, what you'll notice is that when you get on the other side of it, there are all sorts of possibilities available to you. And you'll be able to feel into them and feel which is the right one. And so it's a very important tool in terms of cultivating that sense of well-being. Because when we're in our minds and we're in a panic, we are so disconnected from ourselves, we are not going to make good choices. And we're not going to solve any problems. We're going to usually make them bigger and more complicated. And we don't need to do that. We just need to pull over and connect with our breath.
And Rob and I have found that the more we practiced this, the easier it got to calm.
Yeah.
The easier the solutions came, the more the possibilities were much more abundant in our lives. And we were doing what a lot of people would say, well, that's just too simple. But it is very, it is simple, but it is not, nobody said it was easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. It's something you really have to be willing to stick with because it really does work.
Yeah, I would actually posit that we are hardwired this way.
Yeah.
You know, when you, I mean, you just notice people's reactions. I mean, if somebody sees an accident in front of themselves, what do? They go, they take a deep breath, they put their hand on their heart. Mm-hmm. There are a bunch of those things that are automatic, and those are all for, you know, sort of dispersing the panic, bringing you back to the present so that you could actually take action if you had to. So, peace is hardwired in us.
Yes, and so is our well-being. And so if you can imagine, if we made that a focus, I mean, really made it a focus, and we called that forth, and we put it right in front of us, and we said, I want an expanded sense of well-being. I want to know and experience and live a deep and profound peace. And we were willing to focus to that every day and take actions to that every day. Our life would be so different, and our world would be amazingly different.
It could change the world in a heartbeat, literally.
We always have to remind people that we are creating our world, and it's from the inside out. So I mean, we've how many thousands of times have we said that? But it's, you know, actually staying in contact with that, that inner landscape. You know, if you want to see peace in the world, you need to be peaceful.
Yes.
Those kinds of things. And that's what you're talking about. It is very basic, but, you know, that mind of ours loves to distract us.
And the beauty as we motion forward in this year is that all the intensity dials go up. But that also means that it's easier to see. It's clearer than it's ever been. There's been more support than there's ever been. And so we get to see it. We get to feel it. And we also get to let go more easily of that which doesn't serve us. So it's really a great time to bring this front and center.
Yes.
To make our life about this, as opposed to other things, trusting that this includes everything. That's exciting.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
And,
yeah.
and not only does it include everything, it expands all those incredible possibilities in our life. And we do it, yes, for ourselves, but we also do it for the collective. This is how you change a world, you know. And, folks, if you could make this your New Year's resolution instead of all the things that you think are wrong with you, go to this place.
Yeah. Yeah, we're far enough into the year now.
Yes.
Into the month, so that the first, all the silly ones that you've already discarded.
Yeah.
You know, let's go back to the basics, you know, of who we really are, how we operate, how we're wired as a spiritual being having this human experience.
And make this commitment to yourself. Give yourself this gift, because I feel it's a gift, Ivana. It's a gift we give ourselves and the entire world.
Yes, absolutely. And everything is in support of it.
Yes, it is.
The heavens, our guides, our souls, our spirits have been wanting this for us for forever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're the only ones that can do it.
Yeah. And the only ones that apparently aren't seeing it very clearly.
Yeah. And,
So Ivana, we personally know the wonderful work that you can do one on one with you. But how can somebody reach you if they want to go deeper?
They can give me a call at 425-741-2329.
Or you can go to drdivana.com. That's drdivana.com.
And that's D-I-V-A-N-N-A.
And as always, Ivana, from our hearts to yours, we love you dearly. We're so blessed to have you with us. Thank you. Thank you. And folks, thank you. Blessings on this new year. Make it one where the sense of well-being and cultivating that works for you. And we'll see you next time right here on Conscious Talk. Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacin, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 clear device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacin medical device.
Conscious Talk, radio that lights the way.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com.